Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, January the 11th. And I'm amazed that we're already this far into the month of January. I'm telling you, just every time seems like we turn around, it's a new month and then a new year. And then I'm telling you, just moving on and moving on. And time does not slow down for anybody, but I'm glad to be here on this Monday, January the 11th. Today, we start revival meeting tonight at the Island Ford Baptist Church. I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We're located, very easily found, at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. If you're on the Pennyrail Parkway, it'd be exit number 44. A new exit number with the I-69 would be exit number 116. And when you exit, depending on which way you're going, if you're traveling north on the Pennyrail or I-69, then you would exit on the right and turn to the right. That exit there, 116 or 44, is the Island Ford Road. And you'd exit to the right and then turn right. You'd find us out here about a quarter of a mile on the left at 1415 Island Ford Road. If you're traveling south, of course, you'd exit to the right, turn to the left, and you'd find us down here less than half a mile on the left here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. So we'd love to have you come and be with us in our services tonight. Tonight's services start at 7 o'clock. We'll be having prayer time a little bit before that, and I hope that you'll come in and join with us. Brother Ronnie Jones, pastor of the Mineral Parks Baptist Church. I won't say Mineral Springs, but Mineral Parks Baptist Church in Ooltewah, Tennessee, is going to be preaching for us. And Brother Jones is no stranger to the state of Kentucky. He preaches very regularly out at Brother Hanley Milby's at the camp meeting there that they have there in Buffalo, around that area there, Hodginsville, in that area. And so he's very well known in that area. And he's preached for me there in the state of North Carolina a few years ago, and we had a blessed time with him. And I'm looking forward to seeing him here in the house of God tonight. He's going to be preaching all this week, Monday through Friday. And, of course, that's the 11th through the 15th, Brother Ronnie Jones, 7 o'clock each night. We'll have some special singing, and we'll have some special time of worship. Hope you'll come in and be with us and glorify the Lord with us and pray for revival. And then also, we're having Radio Marathon this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That'll be the 14th, 15th, and 16th here over Temple Broadcasting, over the WSOF and the WAJJ radio airwaves. We'll be trying to raise our normal amount of support, which is normally $30,000, that we need to try to raise each quarter in order to keep things going. And this is no different. We're actually right at the same place that we normally are this time of year, in the fact that we need that quarterly income in order to keep things going, to pay the bills and to further on. And then, of course, most of you know that we're praying and asking God to give us $10,000 this month towards the purchase of some property and the installing of a tower there in McKenzie, Tennessee. And so we've got some special things about prayer that's just come to our attention in the last few days. I'm not going to make those public at this time, but we're just praying. So I would like for you to pray with us concerning that. Ask God to help and have His way in these needs. So pray with us about these things as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I do want to make a couple of other special requests and mentions of things for you to pray with us about. Brother Hall had a niece pass away just last night, and we want to pray for that family, the Hall family, and ask God that He might help and comfort and meet needs that are there. My understanding, she was a young lady, just about my age, right around 50 years old, had three children, I think, and I don't think that I'd ever met them, but want to remember them in prayer, Brother Hall and his family, and, of course, his extended family that wraps in and takes in this lady's family. We want to remember them, that God would touch and help, especially that He might bring conviction of the Holy Ghost to them that need salvation. I don't know the details of any of their lives, but I do know this, that when death comes, it almost always touches a home where there's somebody in that home in dire need of salvation. And so I'd like for you to help us pray towards that end, that God might use this terrible situation to bring good out of it, that some sinner might come face to face with their own mortality and with the fact that they need Christ in order to have heaven for their home. In order to have eternal life, they must be born again. So pray that God would move and touch and help towards those needs. All right? So if you would help us remember that. Also, keep praying for my wife. God continue to strengthen her. We're rejoicing in the fact that her cancer numbers are less than one, is what it said. It was 8,900 a couple of months ago. Now less than one. And her tumor's gone. We're just rejoicing in the Lord and that good news. But I want you to keep praying. I don't know what might have caused that. Praying that the root cause would be dealt with, that God would be glorified and be pleased. And then, of course, we're praying for others. We know of some that are suffering pain in their arms and their legs. We know people that's got some real problems. Want to remember them. By the way, speaking of that, Brother Richard Owen, our preacher friend over in Fisherville, Virginia. Brother Owen was, he's still in the nursing home in the rehab facilities. He's all broken up, but he was allowed to go to church yesterday. Actually, they rolled him up, made him a little platform that they could roll his wheelchair up there, and he was able to preach to them a little bit yesterday from the wheelchair. And I saw a picture of that my wife showed me from the internet, and he looked very frail, but thankful unto the Lord. And we are thankful that he was able to be back in the house of God. His daughter put on there, I guess maybe a week or so ago, that said that he had missed more church in the last month because of this fall and breakage than all the previous 40 years of serving the Lord. And so I know that was a real blessing to him to be able to be in the house of God. So keep him in your prayers as well. God touch him and help him. And then we've got a friend over in Kansas, Brother Kevin Franklin, that's going to have, he's got bladder cancer, and he's going to have surgery. I believe it's the 19th, so that'll be about a week from tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that's the right date, and he's going to be having cancer surgery. So I want you to pray for him, that God would strengthen him until then, and then help that things go well in that surgery. I know of another preacher there in Kansas going to have surgery the same day in the same hospital. I don't know him well, just met him. His last name is Tharp, and so I want to pray for Brother Franklin and for Brother Tharp as they undergo cancer surgery on, I believe it's the 19th of January here coming up. So remember them in your prayers as well at this time. Pray that God bless this broadcast and use it for his glory and honor, that he would allow that the word of God might go forth and that it might touch some sinner. Good seed might fall in some good soil, that it might bring forth a good harvest to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Also, one more thing right before we go to prayer. My son Daniel sent me a text this morning. Him and his wife Leanne, he's the one that his house burned down back in 2014. They got married on July the 4th, 2015. They've been living in a little trailer that my dad owns, and they've been staying in that trailer since their house had burned, and since they got married and moved together there into that, and they wasn't checking up before that. But anyway, let me say, they'd been staying in that trailer, and they'd made some bids on some houses, and nothing had come through. Where their house had burned, they decided just to sell that land and try to rebuild somewhere else or buy something. And actually, Daniel's been looking for something that was a fixer-upper that he might get in and use the money that he's got wisely and be able to restore that home and prepare that home and then resell it eventually and move up to something even better. Well, they made a bid on a house last week or the week before, and he sent me a text this morning, said their bid was accepted. They're going to close, I believe he said it's the 21st. I'm pretty sure that's right, 10 days from today. They're supposed to close on that house. And so I'm praising God. I want you to pray with me with them that God would bless that. It'd be a real blessing, and it'd help them as they make the necessary things that they can move and get settled in their own home. And they just announced to us just a month or so ago that they're expecting a child. Amen. And so we're looking forward to that about August of this year. They're going to be giving us another little grandchild. So we're grateful, looking forward to that. Our daughter has gotten two little babies, two little girls. And now Daniel and Leanne expecting another. And of course, they're hoping for a boy. We're glad to get grandchildren however they are. Amen. I told some of them, I had three boys and only one girl. And in my mom and dad's home, there was only me and my brother, just the two boys. And my dad grew up in a house just boys, bunch of boys. And I said, you know, we had more boys, but now on the platform at Vision back in December, all of us got up there to sing, and there was more girls on the platform in the Shepherd family now than there are boys. And I said, you know, I'm happy for the girls, And I don't care if I have 20 more granddaughters. That'd be a real blessing to my heart. But I still want some grandbaby boys. Amen. And so pray that God would bless them, whatever it is. And it'd be something that God could use. They'd grow up for the glory and the honor of God. I don't want a bunch of heathen. I don't want a bunch of outcasts. I want people that would grow up, children that would grow up under the nurture and admonition of the Lord and be saved by the grace of God and serve our God, make good citizens of the United States of America, and good soldiers of the cross. God might use them for His glory and honor. So help us pray towards that end at this time. All right, we're going to go, Lord, in prayer. And if you will, pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, first of all, for your goodness, grace, and mercy bestowed in our life. I do want to thank you, Lord, for the good news that Daniel and Leanne not only are expecting a child, but the good news that they have found a home and their bid has been accepted. And, Lord, we're just praying that things will go well in the closing, that everything will come out right. There'd be no loose ends and no bad situations in that, but everything will come together in a way that be pleasing in thy sight. Help them as they remodel and restore that house. And, Father, I pray that you'd help them as they make their own home, their own family, in that home. Bless and help them there, dear God, I do pray. Father, I pray that you'd help Brother Hall and his family and the passing of his niece. Lord, I pray for grace in the Hall family, grace in the life of those children. I think she had three boys, if I understood right. Father, that you'd help in those children. And I don't know if there's any grandchildren involved. But Lord, I know probably mother and dad. I don't know if they're still living. But different ones in that family that are involved, maybe a husband still alive, I don't know. But Lord, I pray help in the survivors. And Lord, that they might have comfort and strength from the Holy Ghost, strength from God. But at the same time, Lord, that if they're not saved, that they might have conviction, not just comfort, but conviction from the Holy Ghost. Because I know, dear God, nobody gets saved apart from the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, I pray convict them, bring them to Christ, and cause them, dear Lord, to repent, turn from their sin, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved by your good power and for your glory. Father, I do pray now that you'd help my wife continue to bless and strengthen her. We thank you for the good news in her life. Lord, you'd continue to help there and strengthen and bless and meet the different needs that are there. Help Brother and Sister Hall and their health and the needs that they might have. Father, I pray for those that we're praying for that's having a lot of problems with their arms and having problems with their legs and the different ones with the pains and problems. And again, Brother Owen, I thank you, Lord, for allowing him to be able to go to church yesterday and preach. And Father, I pray bless him and help him and have him be able to get back home. I know his wife and daughter and granddaughter are looking to take care of him. Father, I pray that you'd help that that would be so according to thy will. Then, Lord, I also pray that you might help about these needs. We're praying about the land. You might help that to come in, and especially $10,000 towards purchase or work on that land. Father, that might come in this month. I know there's 31 days in this month. This is the 11th. Means there's only 20 more days. And Father, we have right now, I think, $690 in hand, and that's a little distance from 10,000. I'm trusting you, praying, I'm asking, and I'm believing you, dear God, that you're going to send in the 10,000. And then, Lord, we're going to have Radio Marathon. During that marathon, you could send that money in as well as our marathon needs. But Lord, I don't want to get sidetracked in focusing that we need $30,000 this quarter in order to keep going. And then that 10,000 is just extra, as they say, cream on the top, I guess. It's just extra that we might be able to not only stay here, but then we might be able to progress in our stand for God and our usage and usability for the glory of God and the kingdom of God. Father, I pray you'd help us in that radio marathon. Lord, I do pray for revival. I know, dear God, that if the church goes down, then the radio station is going to go down with it. So, Father, I pray revive thy work. Dear God, I pray meet with the saints of God here at the Island Ford Baptist Church as we gather in tonight at 7 o'clock, gather in all week through Friday night at 7 o'clock. Father, I pray that you would meet with thy people. Father, I do pray that you would send great Holy Ghost power. I love Brother Jones, looking forward to hearing him. I've heard him preach many times, and every time it's been a blessing and been a memorable time in my life as you've spoken to me in every message that I've ever heard him preach. But, Lord, I'm not looking to him to bring revival. I'm looking to thee. And so, Father, I'm praying and asking and believing that you're going to meet with these saints tonight here in the house of God. So I pray, dear God, that you do that and have your way. Again, Lord, use this broadcast, the time we have remaining. Let us sow the good seed. Dear God, I pray that you would plant it, not just let it be thrown out there, but you would plant the good seed in some good soil, that it get down into that soil, that it might bring forth a good harvest to the glory and the honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you might convict some sinner of their sin, that you might cause some saint to come clean with God and get closer to God and to better serve you and please you. And Father, have your way. We pray and ask all these things in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. And we're going to be looking again today, as we have been, in Malachi chapter number 3. And I am preaching on tithing. I've been preaching on that now for a couple of weeks. And I said every time, I've been preaching on, today starts the second week. But last week, every time I preached on it, I think, I made the statement, I'm not preaching this to get your money. I'm preaching this to get us obedient unto the Lord and trusting God about all that other stuff. But I believe that the tithe belongs to the local church, not that it belongs to us. It does not belong to a radio station or a radio ministry or some television preacher or some other charitable organization. Your tithe belongs to the house of God, the local church that you attend. And if you don't have a local church, you ought to pray for one and get in one. Amen. And then you can, after you tithe, then you can give above that tithe. He's not only talking about tithing, but tithes and offerings, he said. But I'm going to be preaching on tithing here in just a moment. Malachi chapter number 3, reading verses 6 through 8. And we're going to conclude talking about tithing in the Old Testament. And then we'll start looking in just a moment at tithing in the New Testament. While you find any place, we'll listen to this good song that I trust might be a blessing to your heart. And we'll be right back. Well, amen. I trust that song was a blessing to your heart. And I'm glad I do have a feeling down deep in my soul. I'm not saved by feelings, but I'm glad I've got a salvation I can feel every now and then. And I'm glad the Holy Ghost does move in our heart, bubble up down in our soul every now and then. That spring of living water, that river of living water, bubbles up down deep in our soul every now and then. And I'm glad to report to you that I'm glad I've got that feeling down deep in my soul. Now, we're ready to look into the Scriptures. And by the way, I'm going to have to move fast. I spent a lot of time in the previous part of this program talking to you about upcoming things, and I need to get right into the Word of God. So look with us. Malachi chapter number 3, verse number 6, down through verse number 8. The Bible says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings." So I've been talking about the fact that there are very few things which I believe that Christians hold the Christians go more astray in the subject of finances. I guess that's the best way to say it. In the subject of giving, they go more astray in that probably than any other thing in the Christian life. Many of them profess to take the Bible as their only rule of faith and practice, and yet in Christian finance, they go the way of the world, or they go the way of the majority of people. They go the way of the human thinking. They go, you know, the way of their own. They think, well, it's just left up to us. But the Bible gives us some good statements concerning tithing. Now, in the Old Testament, of course, we find tithing way before God ever gave the law. And I preached to you about how that somehow Abraham and many of those men in the Old Testament that preceded the law understood something about the law of God. They understood something about offering sacrifice before God ever gave the law of the sacrifice. They understood something about the observance of the Sabbath before God ever gave the law of the Sabbath. And they understood something about the giving of tithes. And so I believe there must have been some word of God communicated to them before the written word of God was communicated to them. And so we talked about that a little bit and tried to look into those things. And we looked at tithing. Not only Abraham tithed, but we know that Jacob, down in Genesis chapter number 28, that Jacob promised to tithe. And I can't prove to you that he ever did, but I can prove to you that he made the vow. Amen. I can prove to you that Abraham did, in fact, give tithes. But in Jacob's case, I can prove to you that he vowed to give tithes, and that he promised to give tithes. And again, I say this, how did he know that a tenth was what he ought to give? Well, somehow it had been transmitted to him the information that that's what God wanted. And then we got to looking at the tithe in the Mosaic Law, of course, in Exodus chapter number 20, and then in Leviticus chapter number 27, and then over in Numbers chapter number 18. We deal with those, all three of those books. So Genesis, really four books, first four books of the Old Testament deal with the tithe. Genesis speaks of it, and then Exodus gives it, lays it out plainly. Leviticus expounds upon that it's to go to the Levites, and then Numbers 18 gives us, well, Leviticus says that it is holy unto the Lord, And then Numbers says that it is go to the support of the priestly family and his upkeep. And so we got to deal with some of that. And we showed you that in every revival in the Old Testament that people returned to the tithe. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 30, when Hezekiah turned to God, Hezekiah reminded them to bring their tithe unto the storehouse. And he wrote letters even unto Ephraim and Manasseh and those that they ought to observe the Passover. And they ought to bring the tithe of the holy things. That's the words that he used. The tithe of the holy things. And then in Nehemiah chapter number 10 and verses 34 through 37, again, they're rebuilding the wall, they're experiencing revival, and Nehemiah reminds them to bring the tithe of all their cities to them. Amen. And so I've got to hurry real quickly, but say that we look right quick in the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi brings us to the point that is found later in the scriptures, and it shows us how that a remnant had returned in the days of Nehemiah, and that remnant had also degenerated and deteriorated and departed from the words of the law of the Lord, among many things. But part of those was tithing. And so notice the charges that God brings against them in Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 and 8 that I read. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? And then God says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And he answers, in tithes and in offerings. Now, how solemn a notice, listen, friend, that in the last chapter, except for one, I mean, there's one more chapter, the last book of the Old Testament, the next to the last chapter of the Old Testament, we are taught that those who withhold the tithe from God are charged with having robbed God. I'd be ashamed to break into a church and rob a church. I'd be ashamed and afraid to break into someone's house and rob them. But I'd be much more ashamed to rob God. Thank you for listening.